Yeah, yeah, you will try. Though it is enclosed from three sides, no, it's certain. So, what can you tell me something about Thermos On-Site Energy Limited? You are CEO for that.
Sure. We were carved out of Thermax as a separate subsidiary, which is still 100% owned by Thermax, when we wanted to focus on green utilities. So we were carved out in 2009 only purely to focus on green utilities under a build, own and operate model, which meant from investment to life cycle maintenance, all the responsibility is going to be with Thermax. So for example, you take steam and heat as a green utility. Right from design to statutory obligations to commissioning the plant to supply of fuel, which is in this case biomass agricultural residue, to operating the plant for the life cycle or 10 to 15 years of the contract, providing KPIs like performance and availability is total scope. So this helps the customer to focus on their core manufacturing process, and we take over their utility plant and we give them utility on a rupees per meter unit. So far, TOSIL has about 45 installations. We have $60 million in assets on ground, and these are across various utilities. So we talk about steam and heat, we talk about co-generation, wastewater treatment, so whole host of utilities.
That's right. What are the application industries you are targeting?
So we are across all industrial segments, textile, pharma, automotive, chemicals. So any industry, any manufacturing process that requires utilities, which almost figure into all segments, we cater to those. Across these 45 plants, we cater to about 25 plus multinational accounts. We work on a key account approach. So, for example, with a big food FMCG company, international company, we put up their first plant on energy transition. We moved from fossil to green utilities from them. And now we have our fifth plant is getting executed with them. So, it helped us to be early in the game. As a first mover advantage, we had a lot of advantage. Being the OEM, as having Thermax as a parent company, having technology in-house, to be able to build on that technology, because these are long-term contracts and you are giving a guarantee for those 10-15 years, to be able to bring out that confidence and then apply. And these were all first of its kind for most of these customers when they started their journey back in 2009.
You were mentioning about the build, own and operate system. So what the advantages does this have for the pharmaceutical industries?
Right. So basically the customer can focus on their core process and we focus on their utility. When we say build, own and operate, what we mean to say is all the responsibility, including like from design to statutory obligations to environmental compliances, all rely with TOSIL. And we guarantee you the KPIs that you would need in terms of quality, efficiency, quantity of the required utility. Also helps from a financial standpoint, because the customers become asset light. These assets are on TOSIL. So they can invest or reinvest their additional cash into their manufacturing process, thereby earning more returns.
What are the green energy solutions and what is the impact Thermax is having on the environment?
So like I mentioned, we are only focused on green utility solutions. Most of green utility solutions, which include steam and heat, cogeneration, electricity, wastewater, effluent treatment, reduction of fresh water, in a sense helping the customer reduce their carbon footprint, in a sense help the customer reduce their fresh water consumption, in return helping the entire climate with climate change, right? Entire customers, helping them partner through their energy transition journey and moving from non-green to green solutions.
Right. You are mentioning about the green solutions. Yeah. So, what is the support Thermax is providing to the pharmaceutical industries for production efficiency and reducing the carbon emission?
So, we study the process. Right. We look at the utilities they currently have. them a plan for their energy transition, right? Like I said, since the guarantees remain with us, it is our job to deliver a system for the best and optimal efficiency, not just efficiency, ensuring redundancies in the process so that we provide the availability to the customer, which is very, very key in pharmaceutical companies, right? They cannot have a disruption in their process for the lack of any utility. So availability becomes a key factor. And when we look at availability, some of these solutions which are based on, say, agricultural residue, which is an unorganized sector. TOSIL has done a lot of work over the last 10-15 years on the biomass sector. Today, we are proud to say we're probably the largest OEM that would be working with agricultural residue, about 2,500 tons a day. We've gone one step further. We are looking at backward integration also. So we have set up our own processing facility. So we gather the agricultural residue, we do the processing ourselves, and then deliver the product to the customer for the combustion. Also, we are looking at circular economy. So we want to ensure that the entire process, nothing goes to waste. For example, in case of combustion, we generate ash. We are also looking to use that ash instead of landfills, helping again the environment. Instead of landfills, looking at bringing it back to construction processes. So we are focusing on the circular economy piece also. Lastly, I say we have a lot of impact environmentally and also social, because we are working as TOSIL in a lot of initiatives where we are working for the upliftment of the agricultural class, of the workers that work with us. So we have launched the social compact wherein 236 of our workers, subcontractors, got the benefit of government scheme. So we are running such programs that we also are trying to contribute our bit to the social environment.
You are mentioning about the green utilities.
Yes.
Mostly. So, if there is a challenge, how do Thermas address that challenge for transitioning to the green utilities?
So, TOSIL, we have built our portfolio 100% on the green utilities.
Okay.
Right? We have a mandate not to work in a lot of cases. You've heard about blending of coal versus greener fuels. Our mandate is to work only on green utilities. So far, we've been able to help our customers annually save 1.5 million tons of carbon dioxide. So we have reduced 1.5 million tons of CO2 footprint across annually from our customers. So that is the kind of impact. Challenges, when you ask for challenges, in case of steam and heat, biomass, as I mentioned, was a big challenge that we have addressed through backward integration, to investing in that, through investing in technologies that would be able to burn or combust a host of agricultural fuels, every day thinking about efficiencies that we can bring. As far as wastewater and freshwater consumption reduction is required, we have invested in zero liquid discharge technologies. So we are working through a host of these technologies and overcoming challenges through investing our own selves in some of the backward.
When you are talking about the technologies, so what are the energy solutions available for you for waste heat recovery system?
So waste heat recovery systems is, we have an entire division that works with waste heat recovery. As far as TOSIL is concerned, we like to work with complex projects, right? When, for example, waste heat recovery, you would have waste heat in the system and you would efficiently then deploy that waste heat to another use, right? That is a capital intensive project, but because it is, waste heat is available in the system, the life cycle is not complex. When we want to apply the build, own and operate model, we'd like to apply it to where we can bring in value add. So for example, in water treatment solutions, right? We have a value add wherein the chemical consumption can be reduced by deploying a TOSIL solution. When we look at steam and heat, I talked to you about the biomass segment, which is the fuel supply segment, which is a complexity. When we further go into bio-CNG and gasification and green hydrogen, those processes will come with their own complex life cycles for TOSIL to value add, and that's where we'd like to contribute.
Means, what I understand is you provide the process for creating and such biomass energy solutions, and you hand it over to the developer.
In our case, TOSA, the developer is our parent division itself. So
okay.
Everything is in-house.
Okay,
so that is why we're proud to say that we are probably the only OEM giving out these solutions, so that we have the end-to-end responsibility. The customer only needs to interface with TOSA, and we will put up the plant and give you rupees per meter utility. And we're not just doing it in India. We're also looking at selective internationalization, where we are already working in Indonesia, Sri Lanka. So we are going international with such solutions as well.
What the digital solutions you are having for containing the carbon emissions as well as going green?
Digital solutions?
Yes.
Yes. You've heard of Edge Life. Thermax has deployed this Edge Life solution. So what we do is we gather data from all our installations, through our SCADA and PLC system, and then we benchmark all of our sites to say which is the best optimum efficiency we are getting, and we try and bring all our plants to that setting. So we have the benefit of carrying this data digitally, running algorithms, having manual intervention to be able to say what is the most optimum efficiency we can give. So it's a continuous improvement process through digital technologies.
On that note, what renovation and retrofit services are provided for the old boilers, which you cannot replace because cost is involved?
Right. So the interesting aspect is we work on both brownfield and greenfield solutions, right? The benefit of TOSIN working on brownfield solutions is the customer has already made an investment and now they want to move to a cleaner solution, then TOSIL can come in and the customer does not have to reinvest. This is for plants which are older in age. If there is a recent non-green solution which the customer has invested in, we also case-by-case basis look at retrofitting those solutions or taking over that asset and then providing the customer a green solution. So both options of retrofitting and taking over the assets are possible.
Here, while having around so many boilers, exhibitors are available. So, what boiler market do you see in the coming future?
I would say the green boiler market.
Yes, naturally.
I think the boiler market is in the public domain. We know how many process boilers get added. I have seen an increased change in customer opting for greener boilers versus say the traditional natural gas boilers. We are not just working with biomass, we are also working with RDF, which is MSW segregated into the non-recyclable, and even that can be combusted into our boilers now.
So MSW means municipal solid waste you are talking about.
Municipal solid waste, of which the recyclable goes back to this recycling. And whatever cannot be recycled, that is converted into a fuel called RDF, which is the refuse derivative fuel, that can then be combusted in our boilers. So we are heavily investing in technologies that can combust different types of, say, waste or renewable fuels. Right? And I see that boiler market to be on that.
What is your exposure in the HVAC market?
We are not working in the HVAC market.
So, and any money in Thermax?
Thermax, yes.
They are dealing with
Thermax, yes. But TOSA, because we do not work with the commercial units as yet, we're not.
How new age fuels pharma companies are adopting to address the energy needs?
I would say not just pharma company. Pharma, where the laws are the most stringent or the regulations are the most stringent. But
yes.
Like I said, all sectors, whether you talk about textiles, pharma, FMCG, you would see most companies are looking at sustainability and economic viability as a solution for their future needs. We are proud to say that we are an energy transition partner to achieve your ESG goals, which all these companies have committed. And most are relying on innovations like from OEMs like Thermax to deliver these solutions. And I think that's a huge amount of acceptance is in the market. I'll give you an example. One of our FMCG partners, while you look at redundant solutions, redundancy. So if you have one boiler on biomass, you'll have the standby boiler on another fuel. Now the customers have demonstrated so much, I would say, value to sustainability that both working and standby boilers are only on clean fuels. So I feel that we are in the right direction.
So coming to the last, so what future opportunities do you see for the Thermax in this area?
I think the opportunities are endless. You know, we are a large energy environment organization. We call ourselves, you know, we are proud to be associated with our customers as their energy transition partners. We have legacy technologies in combustion, in wastewater solutions, in multi-utility solutions, cooling solutions. And we are moving towards green hydrogen, bio-CNG, gasification solutions. So we are looking at a host of applications and process integrated solutions for our customers so that we can be their one-stop shop, I would say, for energy transition.
Thank you very much, Khushbu.
Thank you.
For giving us time.
Thank you so much.